We're doing the Sefer Amidot. We're up to the 16th chapter, and the Duvna Magid has been discussing the words of Emet V'Yatziv V'Nachon, and now we're up to the word V'Kayam. Be'yul Zeh. V'Kayam literally means an extent. Be'yul Zeh al derech ma shamru Rabotenu Zichonam Livracha. This can be explained based on what our sages said. May their memory be blessed. On the Pasuk, Hasket Ushma Yisrael Hayom Zeh Niyeta Le'am. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I want you to focus and concentrate and listen, Israel, because today you became a nation. So the Talmud asks, V'chiyoto yom nitena Torah l'Yisrael? Was the Torah given on that day to Israel? V'alaoto yom sof 40 shanaya? That day was after 40 years in the desert, they'd been learning Torah. What does it mean today you became a nation for Hashem, your God? Ela lelamedcha shechaviva Torah lo medea b'chol yom v'yom, but it's coming to teach you. That the Torah is cherished by those who learn it every single day, kiyom shenitna me'al Sinai, like the date was given from Sinai. He says, listen, today you became Hashem's nation. Today? Yeah. Those who love Torah, those who learn Torah, every day is like it's a fresh start, it's like something new. Ki kvar darshu chachameinu zichronam livracha, for our sages already taught on the Pasuk, vaychulu ha-shamayim ve'aretz. The heavens and earth were concluded. So sages understood the word vayichulu to also mean that they expired. They have an expiry date. Lakol yesh sikusin. Everything expires. Chutz midavar chad sheino sikusin. There's only one thing that doesn't expire. Zo haTorah. That's the Torah. Sheneimar, as the verse says, lechol tichla reiti ketz rechava mitzvotcha meod. Everything in this world I've seen expire. Your mitzvahs are so broad. What they're teaching us is that the work of our God in His whole Torah are not like the works of man. What they do is nice only when it's new. You bought a new car, it's beautiful. 15 years pass and suddenly it's a jalopy. No, the Torah is not like that. What the human beings make, so that's only nice. It's praiseworthy when it's new. And once it gets old, so out with the old and in with the new. That's the nature of everything. That as time passes, then it ceases to have that importance and glory. Because in our world, everything loses its value as time goes on. To the point where people look at it and they say, that was your new Cadillac? Yeah, 25 years ago, that was my new Cadillac. But the pure Torah is beloved, it is precious, it is cherished forever and ever. So that's the first explanation he gives us in the word v'kayam, that it's not only that it still exists, but it still exists with that excitement, that we approach it every day as something new, something cherished. It hasn't lost its shine.